I like the fact that he's different, says President Donald Trump of his health secretary in the US, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Hours earlier, Mr. Kennedy had faced a stormy hearing on Capitol Hill with senators on the Finance Committee, several of whom called for him to resign. Democrats have long opposed his appointment over his controversial views on vaccines, but Republican members have also become increasingly concerned about his actions since becoming health secretary, including dismissing all 17 members of the main advisory committee on vaccines and replacing it with a new board that includes vaccine skeptics, the limitation of COVID-19 booster shots to the elderly and immunocompromised, and the sacking last week of the head of the Centers for Disease Control after just a month in the job. Mr. Kennedy, a lawyer who has built a career on suing pharmaceutical companies, says he's remaking America's health institutions to improve the health of the nation. But members of the Finance Committee are worried that vaccination rates will fall and diseases rise as a result of his actions. Our Washington correspondent Sean Whelan reports.
America is home to 4.2% of the world's population, yet we had nearly 20% of the COVID deaths. We literally did worse than any country in the world.
Sometimes Mr. Kennedy would be precise about COVID-19, other times less so, like when Senator Mark Warner asked how many Americans died from COVID.
I don't think anybody knows that because there was so much data chaos coming out of the CDC, and there were so many perverse incentives.
You don't know the answer of how many Americans died from COVID. This is the Secretary of Health and Human Services. Do you think the vaccine did anything to prevent additional deaths?
Again, I would like to see the data and talk about the data.
You have had this job for 8 months, and you don't know the data about whether the vaccine saved lives?
That's the problem, is that they didn't have the data. The data by the Biden administration, absolutely dismal.
The top Democrat on the committee, Ron Wyden, asked about why he'd fired Susan Munares, the head of the Center for Disease Control, last week, after just a month on the job.
Dr. Munares, you know, was approved by Republicans. She wrote an op-ed today in the Wall Street Journal, which I've just put in the record, and I quote her. She said, "I was told to pre-approve the recommendations of a vaccine advisory panel newly filled with people who have publicly expressed anti-vaccine rhetoric. Did you, in fact, do what Director Munares said you did?"
No, I did not. That's
a yes or no. So you have an opportunity to call her a liar if you say that you didn't do it.
No, I did not say that to her.
So she's lying today to the American people in the Wall Street Journal?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Senator Elizabeth Warren also asked why the CDC boss had been fired.
No, I told her that she had to resign because I asked her, "Are you a trustworthy person?" And she said no.
I'm sorry, but this is not what she has said publicly. She has
said... Well, I'm not surprised about that.
So you're saying she's lying?
Yes.
Next month, Mr. Kennedy's newly appointed panel will issue guidance on common childhood vaccines like the measles, mumps and rubella shot. Senator Michael Bennett of Colorado wanted to know if they too will become harder to get.
ACIP is an independent panel.
It's a panel you just put those folks on. Far from what you said, they're people with ideas that are completely outside the mainstream.
You mean out of the pharmaceutical paradigm?
Let me just say, Mr. Secretary, all these vaccines that we're talking about today are free and accessible. So will they be just as free after these?
I assume they will be.
I will hold you to that, Secretary Kennedy, because this is not a podcast. It is the American people's health that's on the line here.
And he's sparred with Senator Bernie Sanders.
There's a big difference, Senator, between established science and the scientific establishment, which has been co-opted by the pharmaceutical
industry. So you're telling the American people that the American Medical Association, representing hundreds of thousands of people, have been co-opted and that they should not trust their doctors?
And I'm
the American Academy of Pediatrics, you know, we have a corrupt campaign finance system. You received $300,000 from people, not from the industry, people in it, as I did, from individuals. You corrupt. President Trump got $3 million. Every Republican got corporate PAC money for the pharmaceutical industry, Democrats as well. Everybody is corrupt, but you? Is that what we're looking at? I don't think so. And I think the issue now...
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, I think you do know what I'm talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Bernie Sanders ending that report by our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan. 25 past 7.